Welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mott, staff writer for Compliance Week, and today we'll be talking to Stephen Kreit, a partner in Eisner Amper's public companies practice, and he'll be discussing the audit firm's recent survey of board members about the risks that confront them. One of the surprising findings is that 72% of those board members identified reputational risk as their primary concern, and cybersecurity slash IT risk was second at 62%, rising almost 10% from last year's survey. Surprisingly, regulatory compliance risk dropped to the third most highly ranked concern, down 6 percentage points from 2014. Boards may know they need to worry about cybersecurity and reputational worries, but many have not taken action to mitigate the risk that surrounds those threats. We asked Kreit, given the ever-increasing slate of new regulations, why compliance risk is a decreasing concern among board members.
Well, so that's an interesting question. I definitely agree that, you know, it's not surprising about reputational risk, that it's still a primary concern. I'm also not surprised about cybersecurity as a growing concern. You know, it seems like, there's a breach a day in the news, so it's very top of mind for board members. But as far as regulatory risk goes, I really think it's just a case of, you know, what have you done to me lately? If you look at some of the more comprehensive regulations that have come out over the past couple of years, the Jobs Act has been out for a while, and although not all the rules have been finalized, nothing new has really come from this recently. Same thing with Dodd-Frank. The Affordable Care Act, although constantly challenged, has been passed and discussed so much that most understand, how companies must deal with it. There really just hasn't been much brand new legislation to worry boards when the survey was being conducted, and I think this is really reflected in the responses.
Can we draw any conclusions as to what this all means regarding the state of company compliance programs and the resources devoted to them?
I don't think you can draw many conclusions from this. And actually, it really wouldn't surprise me if over the next couple of years, a board's concerns regarding regulation and regulatory risk increases each year. If you look at the new revenue rules were promulgated by the FASB. So companies are really going to have to kind of dig in and understand that over the next couple of years as that changes. There's new lease accounting standards that the FASB has been promising us for years, but now with revenue out of the way, I imagine will be issued soon. And of course, you really never know what Congress is going to do next. I think that it really, like I said, it's a function of what's currently out there. And as these new guidance comes out, I think that this risk will be more top of mind for board members. As far as resources go, one thing I would really hate to see is boards become complacent and reduce resources aimed at regulation. Outside of the largest entities, I really don't believe boards and companies have the resources to deal with all the risks that they face. But I don't think reducing resources related to regulation would be the right thing to do.
Do these findings show a disconnect in the sense that reputation and cybersecurity risks are, in fact, often tied to regulatory risk, especially given the name and shame component to the latter? We've also seen, especially when a large data breach makes headlines, that all these risks can quickly intertwine.
Well, so that's interesting. As far as, reputation risk being tied to regulatory risk, I do agree that this is a huge disconnect. Accounting scandals and other regulatory failures have and will continue to hurt companies' reputation. As far as cybersecurity being tied to regulatory risk, I'm not sure that everybody necessarily thinks about these risks together, and it probably is a function of companies compartmentalizing them. Compartmentalizing the different, these different risk areas. But I think, there are many disconnects that are within the survey. One that we've seen really would be the, cybersecurity IT risk and reputation risk being linked to crisis management. At the end of the day, what's a bigger crisis than your customer's credit card's information being stolen? Yet crisis management was really only a concern of 31% of respondents. Also CEOs and CFOs do not have a strong understanding of cybersecurity, according to board members. But as mentioned, only 31% of respondents are really worried about crisis management. This also is tied up with the fact that, very few companies, only a third of companies have a fully implemented, ERM program. If there's no ERM program in place and management doesn't understand these issues, why aren't boards more concerned about crisis management?
Where are resources being applied and where could they perhaps be applied better?
As far as where they could be better applied, one thing is I really I don't want to sit here and tell companies where they should spend their money. But I think when you look at resources and the application of resources, there are certain areas where you really get more bang for your buck when it comes to, spending some funds. And in my mind, that really has, in the areas of internal audit and ERM programs. To me, these are really the most comprehensive areas that companies can use to identify, prepare for, mitigate, and even test their company's riskiest areas. And these actually could be scaled depending on the size of an organization. So, a smaller company that doesn't need full-time resources can outsource some or all of these functions and really essentially only pay for what they need. While larger organizations, Fortune 500 and large not-for-profits and whatnot, could really bring these organizations bring these functions in-house and hire a director of internal audit and get those functions happening internally. And like I said, I really believe that because those areas are so comprehensive, you really do, money spent there, it really helps you in the long term.
One finding was that boards know they need to worry about cybersecurity, but many have not taken the necessary actions to mitigate those risks or even decided who will ultimately direct their organization's course of action. We asked Kreit whether this finding was somewhat alarming in that recognition of a risk isn't balanced with uniform efforts to combat it. Equally concerning is that this same approach seems to be the trend in responding to reputational risk, and there remains a low level of implementation of comprehensive enterprise risk management programs.
Joe, I would say that this is more than just somewhat alarming. I think it's very alarming. Just as an example, so I live on the South Shore of Long Island. When Hurricane Sandy was coming, we were told the best way to mitigate the risk to my family and myself was to evacuate. So that's what we did. The risk was identified. We knew what action we needed to take, and we took that action to mitigate my family's risk. And I don't understand why companies don't do the same thing. Look at what happens when they don't. Look at Target, which is a great example. They had back in December of 2013 had a breach of customers' credit card data. And if you look at the company filings, they said that they had meaningfully weaker than expected sales because of that breach. And that doesn't even include the internal costs related to the breach, which Target thought may also have a material effect on the quarterly results. It's amazing what happens when companies don't address the risk that they need to address. As I previously discussed, it really would seem less costly and a good investment to put these plans in effect up front. The old saying, it's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So I'm sure Target is thinking that's true right now.
Once again, that was Stephen Kreit, a partner in audit firm Eisner Amper's public companies practice, and he was discussing the firm's recent survey, which asked board members to weigh in on what risks they find the most dire.